Republican Jack Chatterley, endorsed by New Jersey Engineers Labor Union, understands New Jersey. By Elizabeth Weibel on June 20, 2025. Republican New Jersey gubernatorial candidate Jack Chatterley was endorsed by the International Union of Operating Engineers, IUOE, 825, which represents over 7,000 members throughout New Jersey. Greg Lalevy, the business manager of IUO 825, expressed in a statement that New Jersey was at a crossroads and was facing an affordability crisis and a lack of common sense, the New Jersey Globe reported. Lalevy added that Chatterley, who won the state's Republican primary for governor in early June, understands New Jersey and knows what needs to be done to fix the state. New Jersey is at a crossroads, Lalevy said. We face an energy crisis, an affordability crisis, and a crisis of common sense. The solutions are basic but may not be politically popular. We need a governor who will tackle our challenges and not cave to the fringe political voices. Lalevy continued, Jack Chatterley understands New Jersey and what needs to be done to fix our great state. IUO 825, which is headquartered in Springfield, New Jersey, has 7,500 members, according to the union's website. Union members operate heavy equipment such as cranes, forklifts, excavators, bulldozers, and backhoes. Lalevy also noted how Chatterley was open to creating jobs by supporting projects involving natural gas, and criticized Representative Mikey Sherrill, DNJ, the Democrat gubernatorial candidate, for having advocated for solar projects in order to address the state's energy needs. Lalevy cited Chatterley's willingness to create jobs by supporting projects involving natural gas and panned the Democratic nominee, Mikey Sherrill, for banking on solar as a solution to the state's energy needs. The notion that we can do this without natural gas is insane, Lalevy told the New Jersey Globe. We can't get there just on solar. That's impossible. In a piece written in the NJ Biz, Sherrill wrote that under her leadership, New Jersey will build a clean, resilient energy future that lowers costs. Sherrill added that under her leadership, she would tap into clean and affordable energy like never before by expanding community solar projects on warehouses and commercial spaces. Solar fields and landfills, brownfields, parking lots, and quarries will transform underutilized space into affordable power sources, Sherrill continued.